Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Good morning. Good morning, radio listening audience, and welcome to Health by Design radio program. I am your host, Sarette Sands. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life, and we hope that you believe that today, beloved. Today, we are going to continue this month. Our theme for this month is Five Pillars of a Healthy Heart, and you know, as we have been letting you know that good health is not by accident. Health is something that is a determined path. It's not an accidental occurrence. And it has to do with you. It's not what happens to you. It's what happens through you. And the basic determination of good heart health is a healthy lifestyle. And we're talking about five pillars as well, being educated in the area of your heart health and understand what nutritional factors will affect and improve your heart health, emotional and mental health and well-being, managing pain is another key factor there, healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. And so we're going to be talking about these subjects. We have today we're going to delve into this a little bit further. Next Saturday, we'll have a special guest on that's going to really give you a lot of great information and talk about a special topic, health detox. So I think you will really want to tune in, and you'll be excited to hear from her and hear from that program and tune in. And radio listening audience, we're going to take a break. A brief break. I want to let you know that we're going to give you some information, and we're going to try to give you as much information as we can this week, and we're going to give you something special, a treat that we will want to give you some just a little bit of few tips about heart health, and we'll come right back. And we will, get started and continue in our information that we're sharing to you today on heart health. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about heart healthy foods and, what we need to know about that. And here we're going to go to the break, and we'll be all right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Anti-inflammatory, omega-3 fatty acids, calcium, and soluble fiber. And what are some examples of foods that have gone on?
Well, there's a lot of really strong food out there that's hard to eat. Asparagus and chocolate, which are anti-inflammatory. And then you've got your antioxidants, which is green tea. There's sweet potatoes and papaya. Omega-3 fatty acids, you've got herring and walnuts. And then for soluble fiber, you've got oatmeal. Is there an easy way to get these foods into our diet?
Okay,
here's a really good heart healthy breakfast. You heat up a bowl of oatmeal, you sprinkle it with walnuts and dried plums, and then you have a glass of orange juice on the side. Orange juice is really good for your heart as well. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy. Then another one would be for dinner, you could pan fry some carrion and make some brown rice with that and put a cup of green tea into the broth with the brown rice. You've got a nice heart healthy dinner for you. How much of these foods should we be eating and how often should we be eating? I think you're getting a sort of a sprinkling of all of these foods in a week.
Definitely don't obsess about having a couple of walnuts and a slice of herring every week. And you don't have to get too crazy about it. Just try to have one of these foods in your diet at least once a week. Great advice. Mary Bolster, Editor-in-Chief of Natural Health Magazine. Thank you so much for joining
us. About heart health foods. Of course, it was mentioned omega-3 fatty acids are a great addition to that. Some of the nutrient supplements and antioxidants are always good, generally good. So anytime you can add the grape seed extract, the pomegranate, which, you know, you can get that in juices and a lot of different. We prefer the all natural products that would be preferred. So getting your antioxidants in your foods, as well as garlic is good, and that's good. It's shown some benefits in heart health and cardiovascular and lowering the effect that it has on the smooth muscle of the arteries so that your blood can flow freely as well. And so we are talking about various supplements and as well as just having an overall healthy diet to maintain a good heart health. And I know that again, you know, we can approach this area of a healthy heart from different aspects. We're talking about the five pillars of a healthy heart: education, nutritional heart health, emotional and mental health and well-being, managing pain. Keep an eye on your blood pressure. We generally look at 120 over 80 as a normal range there. As a matter of fact, though, we talk a little bit with Alpha Health and Nutrition RX. If you want to go to the website, www.alphahealthrx.com, we have three programs there. The Fresh Start program is one of those programs that is designed for you to meet your health goals, and you have a health coach with that. And so you have to set your health goals and determine what those are. And when it comes to healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular system, we know that, you know, some of the goals that would be looked at is eating right, a proper exercise, diet, weight management, and supplementation, so that some of the supplements, like we talked about, garlic and coenzyme Q10, there's a form that they're talking that we have now that will even be more enriched, that if you look for when it says ubiquitol on there, that was something that would be a more rich form of the CoQ10 supplement. And various other, vitamin-enriched foods and iron, that, you know, includes iron and those things. And we have a newsletter that we'd like to ask you to sign up, and that comes out monthly. And we'd like for you to go ahead and sign up for your newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook at Alpha Health RX, and you can sign up there, and you can look for any information that's coming out. And, of course, you can, you know, just, you know, connect with us through our website, again, www.alphahealthrx.com, social media, Facebook, as well as Twitter, and just get connected. And we want to hear from you. Many have given us feedback that they like what we're doing. They want more of it. They want more information. So we want to have you go ahead and connect with us and be a part of the Alpha Health and Health. It's all about your health. It's all about getting you to the place that you want to be. You know, you are a very important part of your health and well-being. Nobody can really make you do anything, but you, I'm sure you want to do the best There's only one you. Only get one shot at it and make it a good one. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about the anatomy of the heart and some heart health facts. And, you know, just give you a little, share you a little bit more information as we aim to educate. This is Health by Design Radio Program. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and I'm also speaking with you today as your speaker. And so we'll come right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, thank you, radio listening audience. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming back. And, you know, we're excited to be talking about the heart today and heart health tips and information. In this segment, we're going to, you know, talk to you a little bit about the anatomy of the heart. You know, we're going to talk about a little bit about heart conditions that you may have heard of and some things that you may be aware of or need to be aware of. And we are also going to talk a little bit about, you know, heart health in terms of, you know, some myths and facts. And we're going to just try to cover and also a little bit about you know, other heart health information that you may find that may be beneficial to you to know and be aware of. And we thank you again for joining us on Health by Design, a radio program. As you may or may not know, the heart is a muscular organ. It's about the size of your fist. It's located just behind, slightly left of the breastbone. The heart pumps blood through the network of the arteries and veins called the cardiovascular system. The right atrium receives blood from the veins, coming back up to the heart, of course, and pumps it to the right ventricle. The right ventricle receives blood from the right atrium and pumps it into the lungs, where it is located where it's located with much oxygen. The left atrium, talking about the right atrium, and the left atrium, we're talking about the right ventricle and the left ventricle, simple as that. The right ventricle receives blood from the right atrium and pumps it to the lungs where it is loaded with much oxygen. The left atrium receives oxygenated blood from the lungs and pumps it to the left ventricle. The left ventricle, which is the strongest chamber, pumps oxygen-rich blood to the rest of the body. Oh, wow, what a wonderful, marvelous organ we're talking about here. The heart pumps oxygen-rich blood to the rest of the body. Very important, because as we talked about before, every cell in the body needs oxygen. Of course, your lungs, which are very instrumental in filtering out, sometimes, you know, of course, oxygen is coming in and breathing out CO2, carbon dioxide. I guess once it comes in, goes out into the atmosphere. And, of course, carbon dioxide is located. That's carbon with two oxygens attached in the atmosphere. If you recall, you know, just to give you a little bit of a picture of what we're talking about, if someone was to sit into a garage and this happened, and the exhaust, the carbon dioxide comes out and it fills the atmosphere and you're breathing it in your lungs, there is a point and a place where your heart and your lungs cannot handle that load of carbon dioxide. That's why your lungs are going, you know, designed to get the oxygen-rich blood, your heart coming from your heart and coming from your lungs. So from the lungs, the oxygen-rich blood coming, the left atrium receiving oxygenated blood from the lungs, and it pumps it to the left ventricle, and the left ventricle is pumping that, oh, what a wonderful system, all throughout your body. So the oxygen-rich blood is pumping throughout your body. So your lungs are going to filter out the carbon dioxide and get oxygen-rich blood, oxygen, you know, add oxygen, and then get that to your heart and get it out to the rest of your body. So if something is not going exactly right, so it's important to keep a healthy heart and to be aware of your surroundings. We talked about it, you know, something as simple as, you know, not falling asleep in the garage and or either not doing the safety tips. There was a incident where someone was shoveling ice, and they were shoveling ice. For those of you who live in the cold winter north, we've seen some sunshine from Florida, but someone was shoveling ice, and the lady was trying to get her car started, and she was sitting inside the car, but then the ice was blocking the exhaust vent of the car, and so therefore the carbon dioxide is backing up inside the car, getting inside her lungs, and we don't want to let you know what else happened there. But, you know, just trying to be aware of things that will enhance your health and your safety and your well-being. And a little bit more on the anatomy of the heart. The coronary arteries run along the surface of the heart and provide oxygen-rich blood to the heart muscle. And then there's also a web of nervous tissue, so it's important to keep the nerves healthy as well, that runs through the heart, conducting the complex signals that governs contraction and relaxation. It's like that boom, 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 boom. So your heart is contracting and relaxing, contracting and relaxing. And so these nervous tissues, they give signal, and they cause the heart to be able to contract and relax and pump the blood in and out. And then the whole heart is, look how wonderful and marvelous that you are made. The whole heart is surrounded in a sac, which is the pericardium, which is the heart, the tissue that surrounds the heart. And so we just are very fascinated and very interesting to know how fearfully and wonderfully that your heart was made in order for you to be pumped. The heart pumps gallons and gallons and many, much blood comes out of the heart. And just to keep in circulation, this whole system just working timely, just to keep you in perfect health and well-being. So I hope that anatomy of the heart gives you a little bit of information and give you a little more interest in knowing more about you and what keeps you, as you say, is keeping you ticking and keeping the old heart ticking, as they would say. But you don't have an old heart at any rate. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit about a few heart conditions that you heard of and a little bit more of healthy heart and those things that go into providing you with a healthy heart. And we'll be right back. You listen to Health Fighters on Radio. I'm your host, Rhett Sands. Thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Surrett Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back, Radio Listen audience. I'm your host, Sherette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area. This month is Healthy Heart Month, a Heart Health Month. You know, also you can go to the American Heart Association at the American Heart, AHA.org, or the American Heart, .org. You can look that up, or you can even Google that. And so you can get a little bit more information about, there's a lot of health promotions with regard to Healthy Heart Month. Go Reds, go red for women. Women do have a disproportionate amount of heart conditions, and they're trying to bring awareness to that, despite what is thought of. You know, heart disease remains the number one killer of for when it comes to diseases and disease states. So we need to know how to become more heart healthy, things that we can do, educate ourselves on what we can eat, exercise physically to improve our heart health, you know, try to get, gravitate towards positive things that will give you a healthy emotional makeup, as well as you're talking about your emotions and your senses. And those things that are, you know, we talk about, you know, in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. So we need to try to have a healthy soul so that we can be healthy emotionally and healthy mentally because those are the things that, you know, work on feeding your mind with positive thoughts and positive information. Read the scriptures and understand what the Lord has to say about you and your mental state, emotions, you know, gravitate towards positive emotions. I know some of the negative emotions, anger, fear, regret and things that lead to negative emotions and being stressful and stressed. We try to practice relaxation techniques as well. We've talked, you can listen to our prior podcast because we've gone even into a little bit more depth about a little more in detail about pain management and what you might do to manage pain. We talked about the different pain receptors. We talk about different types of pain. Somatic pain, for example, is visceral and visceral type pain, which would be related to your organs, even knowing that some of the pain, where it might be coming from, where is the origin of that pain. All pain is not the same. All pain is not coming from the same place. But just being aware and then trying to manage pain and be at ease and at peace. And, of course, you know, healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. Now, just for the sake of education and information, I'll talk a little bit about a few heart conditions just to be aware of. Coronary artery disease, this over the years have been associated with plaque buildup. Plaque is what we call cholesterol that builds up. You know, that's why you have to watch your cholesterol and know your cholesterol numbers. Generally, total cholesterol is under 200. 200 would be the number. Under 200 would be the number that you would be wanting to definitely maintain. Then, of course, you know, cholesterol is made up of HDL and LDL, good and bad cholesterol. Talked a little bit about that. Of course, the LDL is actually the bad cholesterol, and you think it would be the opposite. But the LDL, which is a low density, tends to be lightweight, and it may adhere to the surface of the arteries. So which may lead to narrowed arteries, and so that would be giving one a high risk of blockage from a sudden blood clot or something that might form. This blockage, and then they talk about with the hardening of arteries, that process is called atherosclerosis. So that sclerosis means plaques and the scarring of the arteries. So the arterial is the arteries part. So, you know, hardening of the arteries or sclerosis or plaque buildup on the arteries. And, of course, this is something that may lead to something that nobody wants, is a heart attack. So just being aware of this as well is very, very important. And, you know, just knowing how important and how essential is the heart and the makeup of the heart and the components of heart health as a tribute to heart health. Okay, so, let's talk about a couple more that you may have heard of. Arrhythmias are normal heart rhythms due to changes in the conduction of the electric impulse. We talked to you about that boom, 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 that, you know, the relaxation and contraction in the nerve fibers that are involved with that. And so if something was to be off just a little bit, you may have a heart rhythm that would be that changes, that's due to changes in the conduction of the electrical impulses that are going through the heart. And some of the arrhythmias are benign, nothing to worry about, but otherwise could be life-threatening. So if you suspect that your heart is not beating properly or you want to go in for your annual checkup just to make sure that the doctor examines your heart, they'll put the stethoscope there, they'll listen to your heart sounds, and that's what they do and that's what they're listening for. And so you go and get your physicals, your annual physicals, so that you can be aware of that. Congestive heart failure, this sometimes is a process over time or over with age or, you know, different conditions that might lead to it. And once again, hopefully not, but congestive heart failure, when it comes to talking about congestive heart failure, that is, you know, of course, the heart is not pumping the blood. It's not operating efficiently and effectively like it normally would. Either the heart is too weak or too stiff to efficiently pump blood through the body. The symptoms that you would realize would be one would realize shortness of breath, and then of course look for leg swelling. Those are common symptoms. So, you know, a combination of those, you know, so if your leg is swelling, for any reason, if your leg is swelling, I mean, don't ignore it. I tell you, go ahead and just get that checked out. That's a wise thing to do. A couple more that you might have heard of. Sometimes you hear about pulmonary embolism. You know, anytime you hear the word embolism, that has to do with a blood clot. And we talked about either normal flow of the blood going through the body, flowing normally, pumping throughout the cells without any problem. But if for some hardening of the arteries, plaque on the arteries, where we talked about the coronary artery disease, if there's a possible the blood cannot flow properly through the arteries, then sometimes that's where we would realize some clot formation. And then that way, that's what we call, if the blood clot breaks away, let's say the blood clot forms in the leg, the calf of the leg, which is common, you know, people are traveling sometimes, if they're not exercising that leg, they're not standing up, they're not walking around, getting proper exercise to that leg and movement, and sitting too long, if you're going a long, long flight, you might try to stand up, you know, do some things that prevent any sort of thinking about a blood clot forming, then because if that blood clot forms in the legs or forms somewhere other than, you know, well, if it forms, typically sometimes it will form in the clot in the leg or sometime in the veins, the venous clot. And if it breaks free from that area, it would possibly be able to travel to the heart, travels through the heart, and then maybe into the lungs, because you remember we talked about that lung-heart connection anyhow because of the oxygen. So if it travels, it breaks, travels through the heart into the lungs, then, you know, then you have obstruction in the breathing and would not be able to breathe properly. Well, you know, radio audience, I mean, there's just a lot to cover, but we want to give you a little bit of information on the, you know, that you understand about the heart, the right atrium, the left atrium, the right ventricle, left ventricle, the marvelous job that a healthy heart does in keeping you healthy. And we talked about, you know, heart attacks. We talked a little bit about, you know, arrhythmias. And actually what we call one more thing, you might have heard the term myocardial infarction. That is a fancy term, but it does mean something. You know, myo, the muscle, the heart, cardio, infarction, that's a blockage. And that's a sudden blockage, and that's what we call a heart. That's when we have what we commonly know as heart attack. And what happens is mainly that, you know, the oxygen is not getting through to the heart, and because there's a blockage. You know, you have those arteries that are components of the heart. And so those have to be healthy, and those have to not be obstructed. And but you know, the good news is that you get the information that you need. There are lots of treatment, lots of advances that have been made in cardiovascular care for you to be again. You don't want to go into the state of worry or concern about things, but you want to be able to be aware. Well, radio listener audience, I believe we are just about out of time. I tell you, we could go on and on and on. But we want to just give some information this month. It's Healthy Heart Month, Heart Health Month. I wanted to just, you know, try to give you a little bit of education, and so you can make a transformation and you can begin to make change if it's needed. We all need change, I tell you. You know, just set your goals. What are your health goals? And so we will thank you for tuning in. This week, please tune in next week. We're going to have a really, really exciting program as we do week by week. We're going to look to expand, but we need to hear from you, and we'll come back. So we want to, you know, just leave you, you know, with a little brief scripture, and we're going to go out, and we want to say a quick prayer. You can, you know, get in touch with us. You know, definitely this is when we close out the program. It's not the last chance to get in touch with us, but just go ahead and reach out to us, and we will be making ourselves available for you. If you need prayer, 954-292-4891, Alpha Health, Alpha Health Ministry. This is a radio broadcast, Health by Design Radio. I'm your host, Red Stans. As the psalmist David says in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew the right spirit within me. And we want to ask those who are listening today a special blessing covering those who need a heart health, a heart fix, a heart transplant supernaturally, spiritually and naturally and physically. We ask the Lord to go in and do a quick work for you today. And we thank you for tuning in. And until next time, Bye-bye. Have a blessed week.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.